Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Richard Clark. Richard is a founder and ex-CEO of Secret Source, a tech company based in Spain. For the last 10 years, he's been studying and applying the science of happiness in the workplace, and now he teaches company leaders how to make their teams happier. Love that. So Richard, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Hey.
From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So we're in software development, so we've got software teams. And yeah, our teams use it all day, every day, just to help them write code. So our developers all the time, but also all our clients, they're just saying, how can we use AI more in our product? So it's just every day we're trying to work out how to use it in a good way, and an easy way, for our clients too. So yeah, everywhere.
So, for instance, what would be a practical application that you use in your business?
Okay, so we developed our own product, and that it's very simple. It just connects ChatGPT to your own documentation, so you can use ChatGPT to query your own stuff, and it gives you answers based on your own documentation. So we use it. We have procedures and help and HR policies, and people need to know how many holidays they have, so they can just ask in Slack how to do it. So that's one thing that we do. And then other, we use it to write grant applications, for example. We've written a GPT to do that. So if we want to apply for a grant or a tender, we can just use our GPT and it pops out a first draft for tender. Yeah, so lots of uses. I personally use it all the time in lots of other ways too, which I'm sure you'll ask me in a sec.
Well, tell me.
I'll tell you. So I see you're bilingual. You're better bilingual than I am, but I work in Spain. I speak Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish as well as you speak English. So I use ChatGPT a lot when I'm writing letters, writing emails in Spanish, because although grammatically perfect, I can write grammatically perfect emails and documents and stuff, they know that I'm not Spanish when I'm writing them. They just say it sounds a bit weird. So I use ChatGPT. I just say, here's my Spanish email that I'm written. Please rewrite it so it sounds like it's written by a native Spanish person. It just tweaks the word. So I use that pretty much every single day. Yeah.
That's really, really useful. Yes. You know, thank you so much for those flowers. But sometimes I have to write tasks for our team, or I need to write emails, and I tend to go in circles or go into rabbit holes, or I have an idea. Sometimes I have this like idea in my head and I want to tell it to someone and I want to write it and tell the team, hey, help me doing this. But I sometimes don't find the right words to do it, to get the point across from A to B. I need to go 8.1, 8.2, 8.3. And then I guess I spill that out on ChatGPT, and ChatGPT organizes it for me so that the people can understand me better.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I do exactly the same. I really like the speaking version of ChatGPT. So I just hold up my phone and I say, this is what I want to ask my team to do. And I'll just give a long diatribe, a whole minute, 2 minutes of talking. Can you just put it in really, really simple step-by-step instructions? And it pumps it out. And it almost, that's what it's really, really good at, just summarizing and putting it into order. It's not so good at other things, but that it's exceptional, exceptional at, yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You're speaking my language. You know, some things, for instance, if I want to send a Loom or whenever I am doing something on my screen, I explain it on the screen, like on Loom, and I describe what I'm doing on the screen, and then Loom automatically transcribes it. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Loom?
Yeah.
Okay. So the transcription, I put it in ChatGPT, ask it to make an SOP for me because I like SOPs, but it takes me like 3 hours to make one because I really also, I always want to be very thorough. Mm-hmm. So I just give it the instruction of be very thorough, like step-by-step instructions, easily understandable. And then it creates the SOP for me. And also I already have the Loom so that different people have different ways of learning. So some people in my team learn better by reading, and some people in my team learn better by watching a video. So that way, I just killed two birds in one with one shot. Did I say it right?
Yes. No, that's really cool. That's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I see that you also use it like that mm-hmm. for your processes and your SOPs. Yep. So that's really cool to find other people who are also using it like that in organizing their structures.
Cool.
So Richard, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So you can find me on LinkedIn. If you search for, there's lots of Richard Clarks, but I'm in the Canary Islands, so search for Richard Clark or my company, Secret Source, SOURCE. And you can find me there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Richard Clark, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more what he does by visiting him on LinkedIn, Richard Clark, the one who's British and lives in the Canary Islands, mm-hmm. or visit his website. Just look for Secret Sauce. I love that name, by the way.
Thank you.
If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.